This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 41 for Friday, August 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pulling lower on Friday morning, giving up small gains in the overnight session. The November canola contract loses $5.30 at $614.20 per ton, and the January contract is down $4.60 at $625 per ton. As crude oil prices recede, they are putting pressure on the vegetable oils, with losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil is still to the upside, as are Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Pressure is starting to come from the prairie canola harvest, although it's still in its early stages. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending August 25th slipped to about 256,000 tons. Canola exports fall to around 167,000 tons, and domestic use is also lower at approximately 186,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is fading on Friday morning, with the loonie at 74.15 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 74.22. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales. One is for 132,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. The other is for 100,000 tons of new crop soy meal to Colombia. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projects Argentina corn planting to drop by 17% this year due to disease and economic issues. The exchange says the current corn harvest is virtually complete at 99%, with about 46.5 million tons. The European Union projects its wheat output to drop by almost 4% at 116.1 million tons, rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The November contract adds 3 cents at $9.95 per bushel. October soy meal bumps up 80 cents at $309.20 per short ton. But October soy oil gives up more than 0.4 of a cent at 42.17 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, December corn rises 2.5 cents at $3.98 per bushel. December oats gain 3 cents at $3.36. The U.S. wheat complex turns mixed as Chicago December dips a penny at $5.48. Kansas City December also sheds a penny at $5.59. And Minneapolis December adds 2 cents at $5.92. Today is first notice day for September futures, a reminder that the markets in Canada and the U.S. will be closed on Monday for Labor Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 30th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.